step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, along with Donna Kaufman. We'll take calls with Donna next hour. Donna, back to a little bit about Dr. Cyril Wecht. He co-wrote a book with Charlie Bosworth Jr., my friend from St. Louis, on the JonBenet Ramsey case. That was a tragic case. You've looked at that one too, haven't you?
Yes, Dr. Wecht and Mr. Bosworth's book is called Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey? And for my money, it is the ultimate book on the case because it discusses the medical evidence. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand the case and why she was killed, the whole reason behind why she was killed. So please read that. It's still in print. And I worked on that case from the minute I first saw those videos of her dancing and this little seemingly adult child who at that point was just her body had just been discovered in the basement of her parents' house, and they had been questioned, but there was a lot of problems with the case. And so no arrests were made. And so I was assigned with the tabloids to write about this case. And I wrote over the next several years, hundreds and hundreds of stories. And so I know that case really well. And I think about her. She was 6 years old in 1996 at Christmas. She would be 29 years old now.
Jeez.
And I'm haunted by what would have happened had she lived. She wanted to be a veterinarian. She had goals. She wanted to be a violinist. She was a talented person. Like her mother, she might have gone into beauty pageants. And her mother, Patsy, was a runner-up for the Miss America pageant out of West Virginia. So who knows what would have happened had she not been cut down by the evil person who killed her. So that case gets to me, and a lot of the cases get to me. I'm haunted by birthdays, death days, wondering what they'd be like now. Oh, today, so-and-so, this is the day when the body was found. Oh, this is when Lacey Peterson's body washed ashore, and then 2 days later, Connor, her unborn baby, who would be 17 years old now, his body washed ashore. So I worked on that case, too. And Scott Peterson, who killed his wife and unborn child, is now in San Quentin on death row, although we're not executing people these days.
In California.
In California. And there's a window on death row that overlooks the San Francisco Bay where he dumped their bodies. So, enjoy the view there, Scott. You're never going to see anything else.
I go to Boulder once a month to do some Beyond Belief television shows, Donna, and we got to get you up there for one of them.
Oh,
but,
yes.
But,
yes.
I had the driver one day drive me past the house that JonBenet Ramsey was killed in.
Right.
And I've got to tell you, it is the creepiest, eeriest feeling. I guess it's since been sold.
A few times, yes.
And you know, we were just out there. I didn't even want him to stop. I just said, I just, you know, I'm here. I'm here in Boulder. It's a news story that I'm very interested in. Let's drive by the house. And it was just a very sad situation. Just driving by was sad.
Yes. Heartbreaking. And then, of course, all the, if you know the case at all, the restaurants where the family ate and where she went to school. And then I did that. And also, they're all originally from a different state. So I would go there as well. And she's buried in Georgia. So, you know, there's a lot of memories around, in my mind, about JonBenet and all the people that I write about. Some of them hit me harder than others.
Your first book was called A Question of Murder, and that was about what you say mass murder during Hurricane Katrina. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, speaking of bad memories, the Dorian footage makes me think of this case.
Exactly.
This was 2005, August. For a week, 50 levees broke in New Orleans. 110-degree temperatures, 80% of the city was flooded. The sanctuary was considered Memorial Medical Center, which was in the Broadmoor area. Outside, water was 8 feet deep. There was a lot of looting. So there were 2,000 people thinking, okay, well, we'll just wait out the storm inside this brick hospital, 8 floors of safety. And there were patients, there were medical personnel, friends, pets. Fresh water, lots of fresh water there in bottles, lots of food, and then the power went out, and because the generator was on the second floor, that went out, so no elevators, toilets overflowed, no cell phones, no computers, the metal skeleton creaked like it was the Titanic. Tenet Healthcare, which owned the place, said, okay, we're going to rooftop evacuate people. But because they were having to navigate these stairs in this heat and stepping over, you know, dead bodies, they could only get 25 people a day out. And at that point, there was a doctor who was a cancer doctor in the hospital. Her name was Anna Maria Poe. She was 49 years old. She and two nurses were seen by another doctor and plenty of other people going from bed to bed to bed and told just involuntarily euthanize these people.
Jeez.
Viable patients. And the doctor, one of the doctors said, what are you doing? You can't do it. He saw syringes in her hand. She told him, okay, we're putting morphine and Versed. We're putting these people to sleep. And he said, you can't do that. It's murder. And she said, well, if you don't like it, go, leave.
My God.
He did, but he talked to me. And in all, 34 victims were killed. Now, the reason she thought she and Tenet Healthcare thought they could get away with it is because they thought no one is going to be able to get back into the hospital to find these bodies. They'll be skeletonized in a couple of weeks. So there will be no trace of the medicine. Well, guess what? The attorney general did get in, and his investigators found and put together a team of 5 experts, including Dr. Cyril Wecht, and 4 other amazing experts who all did individual testing and discovered that the Versed and morphine were not part of the protocols of these patients who maybe had cancer, maybe had this illness, that illness, but they were all viable. None of them had those medicines on their list of things they should have been taking. So the nurses and doctor were arrested. The two nurses said, we'll testify against her. And then something happened. Two things happened. The doctor put together a $2 million media campaign to say, oh, poor me, you know, I was just looking out for these patients.
This was her money?
Warlike.
Her money?
No, there was healthcare money to help her. And then the local DA said, I'm not going to prosecute. Now, you know, in any other normal state, you have a DA that says, I can't prosecute this. You go to the attorney general. Louisiana is upside down because the local DA is the final say in a case. And that guy said, I'm not prosecuting. So she got off scot-free. But I got to all of the families before they signed NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, and took checks to buy their silence. So our book is the only one where you will read what really happened, and it's so chilling. But there's no statute of limitations on murder. If some district attorney in New Orleans ever grows a pair and decides to file charges against this evil doctor who is still there practicing her trade, Cyril Wecht will testify against her, as will the other experts.
How about the bizarre case of the little girl, Kaylee Anthony, who was found dead back in, 2008?
Yes, that one.
And her mother was acquitted. Her mother was acquitted.
Yeah. you know what? That's from our second book, From Crime Scene to Courtroom. Kaylee Anthony was two, almost three, when she died in 2007. Her mother, Casey, was found negligent and found guilty of lying to authorities. She waited 31 days to say, my daughter's been missing. Kaylee, who I think about all the time because I worked on that case around the clock, would be 14 today. She would probably she had loving grandparents. She had people who cared about her. What she had was a very, very selfish mother. And devil may care, she became the world's most hated person. The trial was turbulent. So was the outcome. The jury found her not guilty of homicide. She blamed everything on her father, which was unfortunate. She's still estranged from her family today.
She accused him of molesting her and everything else.
Yeah, well,
right?
It's just complete lie. Complete, horrible lie. And I feel for the parents, but the mother stood by her, and it's just a crazy case from beginning to end. When you realize what the evidence shows happened to that child, how she was put in a trunk, given chloroform to knock her out, and then driven around until she died, and then disposed of in a swamp.
By then, the trunk of Casey's mother smell like a dead body?
Yes. The mother said that on her 911 call, said, it smells like a dead body in here. And they had her dead rights. They had all sorts of internet searches about how do you kill someone with chloroform. And the mother, taking one for her daughter, said, oh, yeah, I did those searches. Well, she stood by her daughter. Blood is thicker than water, except when it comes to your granddaughter, who should be walking around today. She was worth saving. Your daughter, not so much.
You know, back to the Vegas shooter, Stephen Paddock. Mm-hmm. They still never came up with a motive in this case, did they?
Well, not to my opinion. And I read all of the reports, none of which mention the Las Vegas, the McLaren Airport, and the Janet planes that he tried to blow up because he was shooting at the gigantic gas tanks, like 200-gallon gas tanks, right where all those government planes are. That's just completely glossed over. So, but when you have somebody who wounds or kills up to 500 people, the biggest massacre in
what was that number? 57 dead, something like that.
Yeah. And he was definitely a screwball. And
but nobody really saw that, did they?
I say that again.
Nobody really saw that in him, did they?
Well, people didn't like him. He was a very difficult guy to get along with. Even his brothers will say that. Even his girlfriend will say that. But he wasn't like a drooling meanie like you see with some of these 21-year-old guys.
You just you wonder, though, Donna, what's the switch? What's the trigger that makes them flip the way they did? I mean, because I bet if people were going to bet money in Vegas on Stephen Paddock being a mass murderer, they would have lost money on that because they would have said, no, he's not going to kill people.
Well, and speaking of losing money, I think, was a major problem in his life because he had had a successful business and owning apartment buildings with his mother, and but he was addicted to video poker. So people say, well, he was a professional gambler. No, he wasn't. He wasn't someone who would sit in a circle of high rollers and play poker. He was somebody who would sit in front of a machine and play
alone,
video poker.
By himself.
Yeah, so it was almost a hypnotic kind of thing that he was going through. And, you know, there are lots of questions about somebody who would do that, that kind of psyche of almost hypnotizing himself.
Oh, yeah, but a lot of people, Donna, will sit at a slot machine. I mean, I see people like that all the time, you know, putting in, you know, their coins and things like that. And they would never go out and kill 57 people or one.
Exactly. And when he was out there in shooting ranges with high-power weapons. So he had that going for him. But, you know, we've never seen the FBI behavioral science reports. They've never been made public about what they think about him. That's what I want to read about, because I don't care what the Vegas cops want to say to cover up the case and to make us not look at the airport, McLaren, look at the concert goers. That's where his wrath was. No, his wrath was divided. So who knows what set him off there? He did work for Lockheed at some point, and, you know, maybe there's some link there. I would love to know.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.